Welcome to the first annual How Not to Sail Dinghy Awards, presented commercial free thanks to our awesome Patreon patrons, like our newest patron, Steven. You guys rock. Today we reveal who you chose in the categories of Best Guest, Best Boating Fail, Best Episode, and Best Line, as well as the winners of the Technical and Special Merit Awards, who we notified by phone, text, and or carrier pigeon earlier today. And now, your host, me.
All right. By the way, did you notice how Jimmy Lee from episode 34 sounds a lot like Matthew McConaughey? Anyway, let me jump right into the awarding part. The first category today is Best Line. And the nominees are...
Pavilion, Portico... Oh, I almost had it. Not Kiosk. Pavilion, Hacienda, Portico... Gazebo.
From episode 26, How Not to Paddleboard, Gazebo.
That's interesting, Bradford. That Seacock's off, right?
It's supposed to be.
From episode 28, The Punch List, That's Interesting, Bradford.
Is there a nautical term for when you're doing this?
Which thing?
Moving really slowly?
Oh.
Yes, they call it sailing. Anyway, from episode 22, Oh Brother, Here Art Thou, is there a nautical term for doing this? Moving really slowly. From episodes 28 and 29, oh shit. That's a common expression aboard a boat.
Remind me why you're doing this again.
And from episode 1 and many others, remind me why we're doing this again. And the Dinghy Award for Best Line goes to... From episode 28, Ooh Shit, by Blowtorch Mike.
Ooh Shit.
Hey Bradford, how you doing?
You, sir, are the winner of the 2024 Dinghy Award for Best Line for Oh Shit.
Oh Shit. That's too funny. I love it.
Enjoy your day, sir, all right. And congratulations.
All right, thank you.
All right, man, we'll see you.
Take care.
Thanks again to Blowtorch Mike, who, incidentally, is also one of our esteemed Patreon patrons. And I'm sure it'd be totally inappropriate to mention that you can help keep How Not to Sail afloat for as little as $3 a month at hownottosail.com/Patreon, so I certainly won't do that. Anyway... Earlier today, we presented our Technical and Special Merit Awards to some folks who are not all How Not to Sail patrons, beginning with the award for Most Patient Audio Engineer, presented to our friend Maxi Freeney.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I actually won such a distinguished award. What an honor. Honestly, though, I thought we might get to hear something from the interview we did last year, but it seems the podcast production right now is about as fast as a wet sail going windward. Maybe you need an audio editor? But anyway, I can't wait to see you all again at the next end of season party. All right, back to work now. Those knobs aren't gonna turn themselves, right? Or are they? What could possibly go wrong?
Maxi has helped me on dozens of the first 50 episodes, and more recently with the 4 or 5 audiobooks I narrated for Bob Bitchin, which we're gonna be giving away a few of pretty soon, so stay tuned. And as Maxi alluded to, he and the lovely Diana visited us not long ago, and I'll be sharing a bit of our visit as soon as I can get my happy ass in gear on that. Meanwhile, let's reveal another award winner, shall we? And to introduce this one, please welcome back to the Red Room stage, the Admiral.
If you've ever had a boat, then you've had a boating fail. In fact, It's kind of like a certain 5200 adhesive that holds us all together. Aside from reminding you of what Captain Boomies and Christian said in one of their first big YouTube videos, to never, ever use 5200, the nominees for Best Boating Fail are...
Uh-oh.
From episodes 1, 3, and making repeat appearances all through season 1, Bradford going aground and knocking the cutlass bearing loose.
So I get the hose off the bottom of the head loose, open it up, and I am showered with about a gallon and a half of just nightmares. And to hear it from the captain, he was just up in the wheelhouse, and all of a sudden he hears, just coming from down low. And he ran down, pulls me out of there. I ran off the boat, jumped overboard, and then spent the rest of the day showering.
From episode 32, Captain Boomies and the Bear, Christian getting covered in poo while stuck in the hole. Ew.
Jimmy goes up to the lock mechanism. I'm sorry. He puts one foot over the lifeline on the wall and one foot's on the boat.
I was not going to let that go. That if I was going to just be dangling from that chain and the boat was across, I mean, that would have been the case.
And then he started doing the splits.
From episode 34, Not Always Utopia, Jimmy doing the splits while clinging to the lock wall.
Putting a shout out to you yachties over there. Wondering how you guys are doing tonight.
But I get over to the boat and the guy's chatty. And I'm hitting him up for the beers, and the bet was I gotta come back with the beers. So I'm not gonna bum off beers and just leave. And the sun's going down, it's getting dark, and the wind starts to pick up. And I'm starting to get blown out to sea. And the wind is pushing me the opposite direction of where I'm rowing.
From episode 23, Reaching Reality, Barry almost getting swept out to sea while trying to bum some beers off another boat.
The sky was blue, there was no clouds. According to my calculations, we're like 3 to 5 miles from the island. They've got two 12,000-foot peaks. We should see them. And so I wave them over, and they come over, and I say, "Hey, where's Hilo? Where's Radio Bay?" And they point, "Right there, 3 miles."
And from episode 49, Bob Bitchin' almost running into the big island of Hawaii. And the winner of the 2024 Dinghy Award for Best Boating Fail is... getting in there. Christian, getting covered in poo while stuck in the hull of a large yacht.
And he ran down, pulls me out of there. I ran off the boat, jumped overboard, and then spent the rest of the day showering.
Thank you very much. It's an honor, and it's always nice to know that people enjoy hearing me talk.
Huh. Nice man of few words today, huh? We'll let you go take a seat. I know you're excited about the Best Episode and Best Guest Awards.
All right.
Hand that beer can to the usher on your way. But first, let's reveal some more of the Special Merit Award winners from earlier today. For Best Hospitality, the Dinghy Award was presented to Captain Boomies and Christian for their, well, obviously, hospitality. And for getting me and the Admiral to visit all the way up to Annapolis.
Thank you. But also, I think I should have won more than Best Hospitality. I think I should have won Very Best Human Existing in a Podcast Ever. Especially this one. Give me my award. How dare you? I'm the winner.
Well, thanks anyway. And thanks for being the very first How Not to Sail patron. And we do still have the Best Guest category, so hope springs eternal. We also presented earlier today the Special Merit Award for the cruisers who most pissed us off. I mean, cruisers who most inspired us. And it went to our friends and patrons, Sandra and Jimmy Lee, who've been How Not to Sail listeners for a long time and are now out living the dream while I get to sit at home and hear about it.
Thank you, Bradford. Sorry that we cannot accept this award in person, but we're at a remote anchorage somewhere in the Florida Keys, but I really want to say that we are honored,
I think,
to receive this award, even though sailing has really screwed up our lives.
And we're becoming quite astute at experiencing many how not to sail moments.
But we must admit,
we dig it.
Thanks, guys. And Jimmy and Sandra are also nominated for Best Guest and Best Episode, so keep your powder dry out there in the Keys. I'll put a link in the show notes to Sandra and Jimmy's blog, and you can check out their travels. That will be at hownottosail.com/52, where you can also comment on what I messed up, who should have been included that wasn't, and whether or not they were lined up offsides. All right, speaking of those other awards, let's talk favorite episode. And I'm sure you'll have some feedback in the comments on this one. But the nominees for favorite How Not to Sail episode are...
When the second vessel suddenly appeared through the mist, Tanya and I both saw the same thing.
Because of the angle and the thick fog and the way that it was approaching abruptly, it seemed huge. Like a huge tanker.
Episode 3, Fog.
There's the red lights that mark where you pass through Old 7 Mile Bridge.
Now I'm through the old bridge and almost home free. But wait. Under the center span of the current 7 Mile Bridge, the span that I need to pass through is something.
Episode 6, The Great Leap Forward.
I love Jimmy Buffett, but I like his real obscure, I like a lot of his ballads and stuff, and you won't hear me playing Cheeseburger and all those kind of songs too often.
Everybody wants to be Jimmy Buffett.
Episode 8, I Don't Want to Be Buffett, Trop Rock.
I start to rock back and forth, I overcompensate, and...
Well, we know the life vest works. All right. Hopefully the red tide's not real bad here.
Episode 26, How Not to Paddleboard.
The conditions were pretty rough. The seas were getting pretty big. We were kind of airborne at times. We just felt like we were going straight into the waves, pounding with this B course set straight for Apalachee Bay.
And the winner of the first annual Dinghy Award for Favorite How Not to Sail episode, by your votes, as confirmed by the accounting firm Dewey, Cheatham & Howe, is Episode 8, I Don't Want to Be Buffett.
Give my music a chance and you might just love it. I don't want to be Buffett, I just want to be me.
Well, I gotta admit, I did not see that one coming. And we had several great guests on that episode, including Brian, Mike, and Eric, none of whom I can reach on the phone just now. But let's wish Eric Stone a speedy recovery from that gallbladder removal. I can't wait to hear a song about it. So, we're almost at the final Audience Selected Award for Best Guest. But first, let's congratulate these Special Merit Award winners from earlier today. For most books written by a How Not to Sailor, our friend and Sailing Master patron, Wayne Stinnett.
Hey, Bradford.
Hey, Wayne. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. I was just calling from the How Not to Sail 2024 Dinghy Awards to let you know you've won the Most Books by a How Not to Sailor Award.
The what?
The Most Books by a How Not to Sailor Award. And
that's pretty cool.
People are dying to know, how does it feel to have published 26 books?
Well, you should have called me about 4 years ago on that one. It counts over 40.
Well, potato, potato.
What could possibly go wrong?
Hey, man, keep writing them, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Does this get me a beer or anything? Any kind of cash prize?
No, it does not.
All right, man, you take care.
You can find Wayne Stinnett and his many books at waynestinnett.com and at Amazon, where all you got to do is start typing Wayne STI and you'll see him. And the award to Best Looking After My Boat While I'm Gone award goes to our friend Jim from episode 50, who's a little under the weather, so I hope this super luxurious trophy helps you feel better soon. And now, the final dinghy award to be revealed today is for Best Guest. We had way too many folks to choose from, but irregardless, as my friend Bill would say.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, hey, there's Bill. Hey, come on up. You want to come up and present this thing?
I could do that.
All right.
I could be a guest on this. This can't be that hard.
We might just have to do that.
How do I...
Look at the teleprompter over there.
Oh, all right. We've had a lot of great guests in the first 50 episodes. So many that we've had to expand this category to 8 nominees, and that still doesn't scratch the surface. Of course, How Not to Sail doesn't have regular guests necessarily, so I guess we could have called this category Best Person Who Said a Significant Number of Memorable Words in an Episode, or Bwisas Namwa Wai. And the nominees are...
Remind me why you're doing this again?
I don't make shit up.
Is there a polygraph attached to this thing?
Well, look, I just did a bleep.
From episode 3, 25, 30, 48, 50, and so many others, the Admiral.
And I'm starting to get blown out to sea, and the wind is pushing me the opposite direction of where I'm rowing. I was like, that was the dumbest thing I just did, and I could be a dead man out in the Pacific.
From episode 23, Reaching Reality, Barry Walton.
That's interesting, Bradford. The Seacock's off, right?
It's supposed to be.
Oh, sh**.
From episodes 28, 29, 39, and many others, Blowtorch Mike.
The mistake I've made my whole life is when I like something, I get really involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like sailing. One day I turned left instead of right when I walked out the door, and that'll change your life more than you want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
From episodes 1, 36, and 49, Bob Bitchin.
And I take my champagne glass and I throw the rest of my champagne on my crotch and pee and run for the gangway, going, oh, oops, I spilled.
From episodes 31, 32, and 44, Captain Boomies and Christian.
Hey,
hey. Yeah, man.
How you doing, man? The water's not that bad. The difficulty about sailing is when you come into contact with the crunchy bits that surround the water.
You ever seen like a backwoods creek? It's like some kind of crazy, god-awful shit. Brown, that's what we got.
From episodes 2, 28, 29, and a special appearance in episode 26 as Redneck Man, Captain Pete.
Actually, your landing was very good. Most people don't realize that you only come in as hard as you want to hit the dock. Sell everything and buy a boat. Wonderful words, aren't they? I was like, well, what are you hiring for? And they said, field dock. I just jumped in, and between all of us, we teamworked and got him out of the water.
From episode 7 and bonus episode, we found Fuel Dock Debbie. Fuel Dock Debbie.
We're checking it out, and Jimmy lifts up the seat of the head.
I'm opening up the lid.
And all of a sudden,
the gasket flew off.
Goes flying across the room.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do with that.
At that point, I'm like, he's like, that's not good.
And from episode 34, Not Always Utopia, Jimmy and Sandra Lee. And the winner of the 2024 Dinghy Awards for Best Guest is... the Admiral!
Remind me why you're doing this again.
I don't make shit up.
Ha ha!
Is there a polygraph attached to this thing?
Well, look, I just did a bleep.
There you go. There you go. The Dinghy Award for Best Guest.
This is a vodka bottle.
I'll hold the trophy.
Wow. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate all the votes. Especially from all the How Not to Sailors. You guys are awesome. And all the other viewers as well. What an awesome category. And thanks.
All right. Thank you for watching and or listening to the first annual How Not to Sail Dinghy Awards. My goal is to do this again at 75 episodes and to make that happen by January 2025, which means, let's see, multiply by 7, carry the 2, 2 episodes per month. And how are we going to do that, you ask? Well, one thing I'm going to do is lighten up on the video content. Unless I have some very special something, all episodes this year will be audio only. In part because I kind of hate YouTube and social media, and I like privacy. But also, if I spend 80 hours on each episode, they're going to take at least a month each. So, if you're one of those folks who likes listening on YouTube, that's cool. We'll post all the 2024 audio episodes there with just a still image. But just remember, you can find everything How Not to Sail at hownottosail.com. Heck, just put a shortcut to hownottosail.com on your smartphone desktop and it's just like an app. Thanks for all the kind 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Please keep them coming. They help make How Not to Sail more visible in the recommendations for those platforms. Thanks to all our great victims, or guests. Thanks to our awesome patrons. And thank you, as always, for listening. Meanwhile, make sure your dinghy is secured to your vessel as needed, and try not to back over the painter when going in reverse. And I'll see you in 13 days, that's Friday, February 2nd, for How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.